Good evening.
You.
It is Saturday night, almost 10 o'clock. I am in Orlando, Florida, not Indianapolis. I'm on a business trip, February the 27th, 2016. I'm here in Orlando, and I'm not far from Disney. I've never been to the Disney theme parks before. I've never been to Universal Studios. The last time I was in Orlando was actually for another conference completely unrelated to this one in February of 2008, and that was a HIMSS conference for healthcare and informatics and stuff like that, and I was presenting at the time. That was 8 years ago, and so 8 years later, here I am again, and I gotta tell you something. 8 years ago, this place was busy. This place was packed. And FYI, I think this is almost precisely the same date, period of time, end of February, as 2008. But unlike 2008, I look around and I see parking lots that are mostly empty. I see traffic that is mostly tame. My business partner and I, we actually went on a road trip today. And to tell you the truth, much of what I saw confirms what I basically know to be true, that whatever life is left in the U.S. economy, it is bleeding out. You know, we went through Cocoa Beach today. And I think I saw one ice cream stand that was open. But I also think I saw like three or four adult, you know, gentlemen's clubs, you know, strip clubs. 20 or 30 years ago, I think Cocoa Beach probably wouldn't have allowed that because, again, the focus would have been on family. But families can't afford to go on these types of trips. Normal families in America can't afford to go on these kinds of trips. Unless you're a fucking idiot, you must recognize that if normal families in America really can't afford to take their kids to Disneyland, then what the hell do we think the rest of the world is doing right now? Most of the rest of the world, which is worse off than, you know, Americans. And yet, I find myself constantly in a tug of war with people who want to convince me that everything that's happening today is so very fucking normal. And it might be normal. I mean, somebody's strange, bizarre, fucked up mentality. Everything economically today might be fucking normal. It might be true that we're not being lied to all the time. It might be true that our economy is not based on a precipice, a pyramid scheme of emotional, psychological manipulation. It might be true that it's not, but that is actually not true. It is a fucking sham. And now, with rumors of the cashless society and the possibility of negative interest rates, I have to just shake my head and wonder, what the fuck are Americans thinking about? And here we are in the middle of a political race. We have Donald Trump, who looks to be currently the likely nomination for the Republican Party. And then we have Hillary Clinton, who looks to be the ramrodded nomination for the Democratic Party. I don't like either one. Clinton scares the fuck out of me. Trump scares the fuck out of me. There isn't anyone running in the race that doesn't scare the fuck out of me. I'll probably vote Libertarian in the fall, but that's not going to make one goddamn difference. And that's the truth. The truth is, whatever opportunity we had to fix this, whatever opportunity we had to avoid what's about to occur, we shot our wad many, many years ago. That opportunity to change course, to change trajectory, is over. We're on the cusp of a giant black chasm of possibility. This is what a discontinuity is. F of X is on one side, G of X is on the other. One functions on one side, one functions on the other. And what connects them is an infinitesimal little lambda point that has no causality whatsoever. That is what the future looks like. And who the hell knows what G of X looks like? It could be more tyranny and war. It could be a graceful degradation of society into a communal rebirth a la what I think James Howard Kunstler would like to see, if it were possible, if there was enough rationality left in the human race, it's possible that the neocon scumbags who more or less run our foreign policy will trigger another war, a bigger war, because nothing fixes economic problems like a major fucking war. And here I am in Orlando, Florida, and wondering, what the fuck am I doing here? I'm here for business. But I'm going to let you all in a little secret. Business is closed.